Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. You know, when you get a little further through this thing we call life, meaning you get a little older, you know you want something. You know pretty much what it is you want in a lot of ways. Or maybe you don't, I don't know. But you know what it is? But you know what's important? To know what it is you don't want. And for a lot of women, you don't want a guy that's not going to commit to you. You don't want a guy that's going to be difficult or emotionally closed off or withdrawn. And of course, when it comes to dating men over the age of 40, there's things you got to know. Because you don't want to get stuck with a guy that's, well, let's just say less than desirable as a marriage prospect. There's five tips, in fact, that I'm going to give you today. Five tips you must know about dating men over 40. Because if you've been around long enough, you know that things change when you get a little older, especially when it comes to love and relationships. Dating isn't just a giggly trip to the movies like it was in your teens and in your 20s. I remember right now, I just had a little flash of a memory of going to see a movie. I won't tell you which one. It'll be dating me a little too much. But we went to go see a movie with some girl friends, I guess you'd call them, some girls we hung out with. And I remember just in the middle of the movie, this girl just kind of getting her hand closer to mine. And eventually we were holding hands. And that's the way it was when you were teens, right? That was about as romantic as things needed to get. But now you got to deal with mature dating, and you got to know how to handle things like a grown-up. Ooh, gross. Yeah, I know, man. That's a bummer. But you know what? Things are better later on, too. You're wiser. You're more confident. You don't have time to waste on game-playing with those player guys out there. And if you have to date a guy that's over 40, you should know how to handle yourself and not get surprised in the process. Because actually, dating is pretty streamlined when you get to this point. So I'm going to cover five special tips for you if you're dating a silver fox. Yeah, that's a more affectionate way of describing those guys that are a little more gray in the temples. First off, let's talk about the benefits. First off, older guys are better in bed, usually anyways, and that's good for both of you. Older guys are more established in their career and have more time for you, which definitely is good. Older guys have more interests and hobbies to include you in. It's not just about playing beer pong on the weekends anymore. And older guys are also in a better place financially. If you find yourself, by the way, dating a guy who's still struggling at the age of 40 to get his money and financial picture together, that's a big red flag, by the way. Now, that last bullet point leads us right into the first tip. Dating a guy over 40, tip number one, follow the money. Watch how he treats you and his money. It goes without saying that if you're dating a man, you want a guy that treats you right. But you also want to choose a guy that has his financial, well, let's just say his financial shit together. Look, let's be realistic. If you're a woman dating a man, you care how much he makes. Nothing says unattractive like a low ambition guy who's content to just scrape by on a minimum wage job, especially at the age of 40. I mean, come on. And frankly, if you're still dating these guys, you need to level up, honey. What? Carlos, are you saying it's okay to be a gold digger? Well, no, I'm not saying you should look for some sugar daddy to support you for the rest of your life. However, if you want a relationship with a real man, you need to choose a guy that's earning his keep. You see, women are attracted to rich men for a very practical reason. His earnings generally show how ambitious a provider he is. Women are attracted to providers. And men are happy to provide for you. So don't feel guilty that you're turning into one of, well, let's just call them those women. Looking at his earnings potential is just another way of seeing if you're going to be stuck with a Homer Simpson or a guy who's going to lift you a little bit higher up in life. Oh, and watch how he manages and handles that money too. Is he stingy and tight? That's bad. Is he conservative and frugal? That's good. Or is he frivolous and a show-off? Again, really bad. That's bad. So that's going to give you some insight into his character that you might not be able to see or even be able to pick out about him years into a relationship. So just pay attention now. All right, dating a guy over 40, tip number two, don't turn on the change machine. A guy in his 40s is not going to be clay, my dear. All right, he's going to be pretty well set in his ways by now. Meaning that you're not likely to change him in any radical way. And the worst thing you can possibly do is to turn on your change machine and make him into your fixer-upper. Now, I might argue that trying to change any man is a bad idea, mostly because, well, that sends the message that he's not good enough as he is. A lot of women send that message, by the way, when they try and change a man. That, by the way, is the same thing as rejection to a man. When you're trying to fix or change him to match your little list of gotta-haves, well, that's telling him he's not good enough, and that means he feels actually rejected. So I'd also suggest that trying to change him is even more of a waste of time on a guy in his 40s or later. When a guy has reached his 40s, his personality is pretty much set in stone. He knows who he is and who he doesn't want to be. And any woman that steps in and starts trying to meddle with that and, you know, make him perfect is going to be in for a really rude awakening. The key for you is to choose a guy that is, well, let's just call it perfect enough, and leave it alone. Show gratitude for what you have. All right, dating a guy over 40, tip number 3, remember what he wants. If you want to hook a guy who's in his 40s and maybe is a better prospect for a partner, you got to know what he's looking for in a woman. Now, in a study of over 650,000, yeah, that's thousands, that's 650,000 dating profiles online, here are the top 2 traits that men say they want in a woman, in order. Are you ready? All right. If he's in his 30s, number 1 is fun. Number 2 is honest. If he's in his 40s, number 1 is fun. Number 2 is honest. All right, now hang on, because now we got the 50s. If he's in his 50s, this one's going to really shake you up, by the way. If he's in his 50s, number 1 is fun. Number 2 is honest. Yes, the top 2 traits were the same. Fun and honest women. Now, there's a bunch of other important stuff that he's looking for that he's not going to tell you about, and I do show you those, by the way, in my programs. But if you can keep the knowledge of the fact that he wants fun most of all, you're going to start to understand why all those not fun things you've been doing may have pushed guys away. You'd be surprised how few women actually try to be fun in a relationship. And you might also wonder, what do men consider a fun woman? Well, a fun woman is more focused on doing things with her man than constantly worrying or wondering where the relationship is going. A woman who is fun is more focused on playfulness than she is on defending herself or arguing about the things that just hurt her feelings in the moment. A fun woman is quick to get past her inner drama and embrace the next laugh with a man than she is getting caught up in her worries about whether or not she'll ever be able to get him to commit to her. And ironically, men commit willingly to women who aren't working so hard to squeeze a commitment out of them. Yes, I know, this is crazy stuff here. Oh, another trait that's essential to a guy is, next up, dating a guy over 40, tip number 4, be a dog. Wait, that doesn't sound quite right, but it's true. You know those furry little pets that stick by your side through thick or thin, renowned for their loyalty? Yeah, dogs. If there's one trait a man values, but probably would never tell you directly, it's loyalty. Men are very aware of the relative loyalty level of the women they date. It's like we have a loyalty meter in our heads, you know, in our brains, kind of like those old metal detectors. You remember those things? I don't know, it was decades ago. They still have them, where guys would walk along the beach trying to find metal in the sand. Well, those little meters would tell them when they got close to metal. Well, same thing happens in a guy's head. We have a loyalty meter in our brains that registers every word and every action. So we look at what you say about your friends and how loyal you are with them. You ever throw a girlfriend under the bus for something? Oh yeah, we saw that. We might not have said anything, but we definitely made a mental note of it. We watch how you react to us and our occasional missteps and foibles. Foibles, where did I come up with that word? I don't think I've heard that word in years. Are you patient and caring with us? Or can we tell that you just pulled away from us a little bit emotionally? Little note here, when you roll your eyes at something we say or do, we know that's not good. And if we get revenge treatment later on from you, especially things like, oh, I don't know, withholding sex, we are on high alert that loyalty is in danger. We also look at the patterns of your life. Do you tend to move from job to job? Do you shift your alliances and loyalties in your family and your friends? Do you tend to talk crap about somebody behind their back, but then act in a hypocritical way later on? Well, this is all stuff we tally up, and that's all going into the loyalty registry in your man's head. Now, I can't emphasize this one trait enough. The unspoken battle cry of men everywhere is, give me loyalty or give me bachelorhood. And if you show him your loyalty, you'll earn his right back 1,000 times over. All right, dating men over 40, tip number 5, show him commitment. This one is going to blow your mind, mushroom cloud style. Men want commitment. I'm waiting to hear the screams of all the women who are listening to this right now going, what? Yes, men want commitment. All men do, but especially men over 40. You see, men at that age are looking at the second half of their lives, and they want somebody to spend it with, to share laughs and adventures with. We've also been able to, at this age, establish ourselves much more in our careers, so we're a lot less focused on spending every waking moment at the office. Now, a guy in his 40s is also starting to feel a little insecure about his marital status, especially if he's not married like all of his friends are. Being single takes a toll on a man's ego. Or if he's past his first marriage and he knows a little better of what it is he wants, he's ripe for the picking. You see, for all women's complaining about getting a man to commit, there are a few things you need to know. One, a lot of women are commitment phobic. Yep, it's true. I get letters from women every day that these women realize suddenly that they're actually pushing men away with their overly critical and detailed lists of things they expect from a man. It's just another way to protect themselves and their heart. So if you've ever done that, if you've ever done the protection routine or pushed a guy away in some weird way, you know what I'm talking about. It actually is a defense mechanism, and it is under the category of commitment phobic behaviors. So watch yourself when you do that. A lot of women don't want to admit it. They don't like to admit that they are actually the ones pushing the men away. And then, of course, what does that allow you to do? Gives you that opportunity to blame him for pushing you away, right? Number two thing to remember about getting a guy to commit is that men are rarely commitment phobic. Yes, this one's going to be super hard to swallow, but it's also true. Here's why. When a man acts scared of commitment, what he's really doing is telling you that he's seeing some behaviors that make him worry about his long-term feelings of attraction to you. A man worries about commitment more than women do for a very simple reason. Men have much more to lose if they choose their partner poorly. If a man has a bad marriage, he's more likely to be depressed, more likely to be cheated on, more likely to die younger, more likely to lose his children, more likely to have health issues, more of a lot more things that like this. This list actually goes on and on, all right? And men understand this intuitively. We are in danger if we don't choose the woman in our life intelligently, wisely, and with some thought. So you can understand how he might be careful about who it is that he lets into his heart. And that's why it's all the more important for you to understand how men think about commitment. You want to get him to commit? I can tell you exactly how to get a guy to commit. It's not hard at all if you know what he wants, if you know how he's thinking and evaluating you. And if you want to know those secrets as to what he's basing that decision on and you want to get him to commit to you, I can tell you of no better resource than to get your butt on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. Look, I get it. You're frustrated for meeting all the wrong guys, guys that won't commit, guys that won't see you as being the one. Or maybe you accidentally push him away. Or it starts out fresh and great, and then he doesn't return your text or calls, and things get distant between you. Or the relationship starts out with him saying he doesn't want a relationship. He just wants to start out as a friend with benefits, and then you grow attached, and what happens? He runs. Or you just have trouble finding suitable guys and keeping their interests. You've probably tried ignoring your suspicions, being honest, speaking and showing your feelings, or hiding those feelings, playing hard to get, trying everything you can to make it work with him. You follow all the advice, but he doesn't respond to you. Well, that's where you need to know why men commit to certain women and not to others. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment, and I'll be talking again next time. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/commitment. Until we talk again, always, always live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.